This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Number one, ghosts. I always forget I'm 6'1", 230 pounds, like from deep in Brooklyn, New York, and things that really shouldn't scare me, I'm just really terrified of. So like my daughter, I have a 3-year-old daughter, like she asked me the other day, she was like, are monsters and ghosts real? And I was like, probably. I don't believe I've ever had an interaction with a ghost, but I do feel there have been ghosts that have tried to mess with me. But I have Catholic tattoos tattooed all over my body, so the ghosts can't get in because my Catholic tattoos keep them away. Two, uncooked meat. Three, GERD. Gastroesophageal reflux disease. So I have it, and it's like painful acid reflux. And the problem for me is with it, when I take the medication that helps combat the GERD, I have a side effect. I'm like the only person in the world that has a side effect, but I can't sneeze. And I just have to pick my poison every day. So I don't know if you guys can tell I'm a little congested, and that's because I took my GERD medication. So I'm sorry, but I just didn't want to have heartburn, so now, unfortunately, you're just going to get Chrissy congestions. Number four, ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. I used to be a physical therapist, so I worked with a lot of patients who had different neuromuscular conditions, and it's just one of those diseases that, like, you can't stop it. But, you know, it is named after Lou Gehrig, and I'm a big Yankees fan, so I guess there's something that's a slight positive. Five, locked-in syndrome. This is another thing that I worked with when I was a physical therapist. What happens is you have a stroke, usually, that affects the brainstem, and then your entire body is paralyzed for the rest of your life except the ability to move your eyes. The guy who I treated was funny about it. I was like, how are you feeling today? He was like, my wife says this isn't that bad. Now at least she doesn't have to hear my dumb voice. Six, skydiving. Here's how I'm living my life. Anything can happen to me at any moment, I'm aware. I feel a strong obligation, though, to try to stay alive until my daughter is at least 18. Like, if I died skydiving, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, I didn't even really want to do this. I just got pressured into doing it because, you know, my freaking dumb friend got a Groupon for it. And now I'm dead. Seven, mice. What a sicko my mom was. She, you know, very religious woman, sweetest woman ever, but instead of like the mouse traps that, you know, snap and break their neck with a piece of cheese, she would get those glue traps, and then I would just have to throw out crying, dying mice on a glue trap in the garbage when I'm like, Mom, it's still alive. And she was like, it's not going to be for long. And then I would just throw it out in the garbage, and I would just feel bad for the freaking mouse. And I think that's why my mom probably made me throw away the dead animals, because she just wanted me to toughen me up. Because I was the kind of kid that, like, I would cry if I saw a butterfly, because I would think how just days ago that was a caterpillar and now it's cocooned into this beautiful butterfly. And I would cry about it because I'm emotionally disturbed. Eight guns. I remember one time she told my father, she was like, Tony, you got to toughen him up. My dad, who was a criminal, like in and out of jail my whole life, took me to like the woods in New Jersey, which again was already terrifying for me, and said, you know, we're going to do some hunting. My dad wasn't a hunter, but he was a criminal. And he took out a handgun from his glove box and set up a lawn chair and kind of briefly showed me how to use a gun and just told me to pull the trigger if I saw anything move. I'll never forget shooting the gun, getting so nervous that I had a bout of psoriasis. My dad's like, hey, probably stepped at some poison ivy. I was like, no, it's the psoriasis that I've had since I've been born that you are making come out because you're making me shoot handguns when I should just be at Splish Splash. I should just be at a water park like other 12-year-old kids are playing basketball in the park, but instead I'm shooting at squirrels with an illegal handgun with the serial number filed off. 9. I'm scared of being eaten alive by an animal. I just have a feeling it's going to happen, which is bizarre. Like, I just have legit dreams for all the meat I've eaten. I just feel like one day a bear is just going to come along, or a hyena or a lion, and just be like, well, now it's my turn, asshole, and just eat me like I'm a Philly cheesesteak. Number 10, boys, because I have a daughter now. My name is Chris DiStefano, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Chris DiStefano is an actor and comedian in New York City. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, and Paula Schumann. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? When you have a dream that you're going along the edge of a cliff or something and you slip and you're about to fall and then, like, you realize it's just a dream. I mean, I'm just saying that that's, like, a really scary kind of dream, you know? What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
It's a rosary bead on my skin that gets itchy sometimes in the sun.